Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bird Show.
All right, we gotta roll through this email right here. This is maybe one of the craziest breakup stories. Kristen, you want to read it?
Yeah, so I got an email late last night from a listener, and she says, I have a crazy story to share. I was recently dating a man for about 3.5 months. We made it exclusive almost immediately, and shortly after the three-month mark, he asked me to be his girlfriend in a super cute romantic way. Handwritten card, champagne, just cute.
Aw.
We were talking about dating with the intention of marriage, attending church together, and he even met my twins, which is something I'm very protective of. Not even 5 days after he asked me to be his girlfriend, he fell off the face of the earth with only a note on an Uber Eats food order as an explanation.
Wait, do that one more time.
Damn. He broke up with her via an Uber Eats order. I am not even kidding you. Now, hold on a second, because it's not in the, here it is, dump via Uber Eats. So I have the receipt now in front of me. Mm-hmm. So he sent her some naan bread, some butter chicken curry served with rice. Spice level was medium hot. And in the customer notes, it says to blank, I'm sorry, I don't deserve you or the lovely family you have his name.
Enjoy this butter chicken.
I mean, she sent literally the receipt.
Wow.
Literally the receipt.
I see it.
I mean,
if you're going to dump me, do it with some butter chicken, though.
Yeah. All right, so she said, I attached a photo of the receipt, but I would love some help. More than anything, I want to know that he's okay, and then I didn't have some sort of criminal in my house. Would you all consider doing a background check and verifying he's alive? I'd be cool with a second date update too, but there's no shot at reconciliation. I'm just genuinely curious what the heck happened and why. She gave us his name, his information, and she says, thanks in advance for any help you can provide. But yeah, dude sent her food via Uber Eats and broke up with her in the customer notes.
I think it's very sweet because it could be very offensive. Very, very offensive here to be broken up this way. But she's still like, I just want to make sure the dude's okay. I'm never going to see him again. This is a horrible way to break up with me. I mean, I've never heard anything like this before in my life. But at least I'd like to see he's okay. In a case like this, because how many times have I said on the show that I absolutely hate ghosting? Mm-hmm. I think it's the most cowardly thing that you can do. All you got to do is send a one-line text to somebody to say, hey, I'm just not feeling it. You can't even do that.
He did. He sent it in the customer
list. I'm saying this is worse.
Oh, it is?
he should have ghosted.
So I'm using my sleuthing skills, also known as Spokio.com, which I pay for. And I looked up this guy's name. I won't say his name, but his name is very unique, and there's only one of him in this city, in this state, and I have found him, and I have phone numbers, so I will call him and see if he's okay.
Okay. She included phone number was changed because she's tried reaching out. He deleted his social media. He's no longer at his job. Like, this man has literally fallen off the face of the earth from her.
Oh, well,
this report has 6 phone numbers, so I'll try them all.
Okay.
He's clearly going through something, so it's very sweet that he thought of her and her butter chicken order in this time.
All right, we got about 60 seconds here, Abby, but I think what you're doing is really, really cool here for the Lonely Girls in Atlanta.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. And if you haven't heard about this Facebook group that I run with women in Atlanta, it's called the One Less Lonely Girl Facebook group. It's on my Instagram. So if you go to the link in my bio, you can join there. But I basically just run girls groups, meetups around Atlanta. A couple weeks ago, we did bar golf at the Beltline, which was so fun. We all wore athleisure and got super drunk on the Beltline. That was a blast. We're doing something a little bit more wholesome this weekend. There was a new coffee shop I wanted to check out at the new Fourth Hotel. So we're going to meet there, have some coffee, and then go for a little hot girl walk around the Beltline. So if you've been going through something, if you've been feeling lonely and you want some girls to do things with, to get out in the streets and do some hot girl summer activities, definitely head to my Instagram at the Abby Murphy. You can join the Facebook group, all the details will be there.
Yeah, I love this so much because, as we said, as you get older, it just becomes more and more difficult to have friends and meet friends.
It's tough, and sometimes you just need somebody to go do something with so you can get there out in the world and experience life.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.